Listening to Developing Brands in China. B. Listen to the following two reports and then fill in the blanks with the missing information. Report 1. China's domestic cosmetic brands are regaining their luster. Longrich, a cosmetic brand maker based in East China, recently implemented a new management system in order to streamline its labor-intensive plants. The company already has set up 8 research and development centers in China and overseas, and has employed top researchers to create new products. Domestic cosmetic products occupied only 1/5 of the market share in China during 2001 and 2008. But since then, domestic brands have climbed to nearly 45% of the market. Our key competitiveness is information management, which started many years ago. Meanwhile, we also changed our plant's management to efficient operations, which have increased to the international level. Our products target high quality with low prices. One of our famous products only costs less than 2 yuan in past years, but in recent years, we have started to produce high-end products that can compete with international brands. Report 2.
With more than 2,000 auto companies, 1,100 vehicles, and 100 world premieres, the Beijing Auto Show is China's auto market in a nutshell. At the China International Exhibition Center, the phrase market penetration is constantly on the lips of domestic car makers and their international counterparts alike. Du Guozhong is a public relations manager at Chinese manufacturer BYD, as joint venture brands and their domestic self-owned brands lower their product prices and penetrate deeper into second and third tier markets. China's own domestic brands are meeting tough competition, so our market share is sliding downwards in general. Du's company is trying to fight back with unique products that meet the demands of average customers. The key is to develop our own techniques and to offer unique products. I mean, we can always learn from our competitors, but we've got to have some highlights of our own. We'll rely on science and technology to improve the customer experience.
C. Listen to the second part of Report 2 and then answer the following questions.
Certainly, going geek with technology is seen as one way to succeed in a highly industrial business. But there are others who dare take a risk to build up a name. Zeng Yehui from GAC Ganao Auto boasts unprecedented service. Our clients can return their cars for any or no reason within 7 days of purchase. So far, GAC Ganao is the only company that supports returning without reason. And clients who buy our Xinlong model during a promotion period can enjoy free maintenance till the car becomes obsolete. We are the first car maker to guarantee that service. With enough commitment to customer service, China's domestic brands might just make a breakthrough. But Wuhu-based Cherry seems keen on winning the battle when it comes to personal tastes. Former Porsche designer Hakan Sarakojlu now leads their design team. And we are an international team, a domestic team of international influence. My job is really to show possibilities. It is the designers themselves, the young creative Chinese designers, putting these things on the paper. I can take their creativity and put it into a real car to show them how to build a car. But the creativity comes from those guys. Who can do it better than them? Decades ago, when China signed a treaty to enter the WTO, people worried about Chinese car makers being knocked out by competitive foreign brands. Today, still, no one can foresee the futures of those automakers, but now at least some of them are trying their best to enjoy the ride.